Oh, good morning and welcome to a very special edition of the Gunsmith Show. It's a true Gunsmith Show because we've got both the gunsmiths in the studio. Jacob, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you back. Good to see you again.
You too. You too.
John.
Yeah.
And Jacob Smith, they are the gunsmiths.
We're the bookends of the radio studio right now.
They are indeed.
Both sides of the station this morning, and looking forward to a good show with my son and Dano. Here is our comic relief.
Yeah, I'm just the I'm just pushing the buttons. That's all I'm here for. But it's All Saints Day. We're going to talk a little bit about that. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right, All Saints Day. It's funny you mention that. You know, it's a good day. We don't talk about when we used to be on AM. We'd talk about kind of more current events, you know, that that were outside of the barriers of our show. But All Saints Day is a play on words today, Dano. So, but we got so much to talk about. Jacob, first, I want to welcome you back to the show. It's been a long time.
Yeah, happy to be here.
It's been a couple months since you were here.
It has been
with
a couple months. It has.
And still the same Gunsmith Show, you know, here every Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m.
Good since I've been gone, but it's okay.
We're looking for an upgrade.
It's been a good show. We can use that shot in the arm every now and then.
Yeah,
sometimes,
you know.
Sometimes
you need some penicillin.
Sometimes you get a shot in the butt cheek, too, because it just depends on your mood.
That's
right.
That's true.
It depends on your mood. So so many things to talk about, though. There's so much going on.
This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
It is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. And of course, they want to heavily stress the need for you to have a safe hunting season. It is now November.
Yeah.
Happy November, everybody. November 1st today. So Tri-County Roofing wants you to know they do have time to get your roof done this year still.
They'll do it till the snow falls, right?
They do.
And probably even when the snow is falling.
Yep.
So.
They do. And they have been busy. I stopped in and seen them this week, and there was like 14 trucks there, man, just in and out constantly.
And Tri-County means LaPierre, Genesee, and surrounding counties.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's not Tri-Cities.
They go all over the whole state.
They go over the whole state. So they primarily do commercial roofs, but they also do residential. So give them a call, 810-732-7740. You can always link to them right from my website, which is the GSS.com. That's the easiest way. It gets you all the information right in front of you instead of jotting stuff down while you're driving or listening to the show. I want you to focus on the show, people. Come on now. So we got things going on with the ATF, Jacob. ATF.
Yes, they are.
Now,
changes are happening, but.
And we're going to delve into that in the second segment.
Yep.
But, and then we got the Ruger Marlin Glenfield thing, which I'm just going to ask you to, you've studied it a little bit. You know a little bit more about what's going on there than I do. We mentioned it last week, but there's, what's that? Oh, I did mention it last week. Yeah. And it's interesting. We're starting to get more details.
We know what products are out.
Yeah.
We know what's coming out.
They've already got custom gun cases on the market.
Yeah.
All kinds of goofy stuff. Marketing is big at Marlin, that's for sure. Marlin and Ruger. We're going to talk lights, lasers, and optics
in the third segment.
And then we're going to round out. We're going to start out talking about Saints and end the day talking about Saints.
But we're not talking about just any Saints.
No, these are special Saints.
These are special. These are.
Today is the Feast of All Saints Day.
It is. Religiously, it's All Saints Day.
Who's the patron saint of firearms?
That would be Mr. Williams.
Or is that? That's,
we'll call him Brian for now. I don't think there is one. But
they say the father of all current firearms is John Browning.
Yeah, John
because
Moses
he
Browning.
Created
with a middle name like Moses. He might be a saint. You never know. But
true, but he started off creating so many things.
Yeah, so many of the guns we shoot today
from
are
your
his
lever
designs.
Action rifles were basically he. I mean, he didn't create them, but he made the most popular ones.
Yeah,
all the way up to BARs. He made the
1911s, big on 1911s.
The Winchester Model 12 shotguns. He created those. So a lot of the guns that we see today that people compare to old guns, he created all the old guns.
Right.
So that's and before him, you can go all the way back to like this week was actually the birthday of Hawken, who created the first Hawken rifle. Right.
Oh,
so a lot of those interesting things. But being it's All Saints Day, the play on words with that is
we're going to talk about the Springfield Armory line of rifles called Saints.
Yes.
And they are, it's an AR-15 line.
Nobody makes a Halloween, I mean, High Point might make a Halloween gun.
They probably do. They're scary enough just looking at them.
Yeah. Boo. And it might shoot. But since they have a Saint from Springfield, we're going to talk about the Saint rifles.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and they are nice rifles. I've handled a lot of them. And I like them.
Now, they're AR platform rifles.
Yes, they are AR-15s. And the Saint AR-15 platform, they're all interchangeable. Everything's interchangeable with it, regular ARs. So they are AR-15s. They are, of course, semi-automatic. They were introduced in 2016.
They fire, what, like 5,000 rounds before they pull the trigger, right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I think that's how
it is. Yeah, thousands of rounds.
According to CNN, maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure. But they are offered in three different calibers. 9mm, 5.56, and 7.62, which is the AR caliber, not 7.62x39. Now, this is
AR
from
10.
The,
seven, it's 308.
It's
AR-10. Yes.
They have a Saint AR-10, and then they've got Saint AR-15s. So, now the enhanced versions are called Victors, Victors. I don't know what Saint Victor did. I should have done the research on that, but I didn't.
Well, I think it's the Victor, like
the Victor, but
it's the winner.
They put it Saint Victor, you know, like they are competitive. They're competition rifles.
Sure.
They are nice. And then they have one more model. They got about 50 models, different versions.
They do. And they even make the handgun versions too.
Yes, they do. In 9mm and 5.56 and in 308. They make them in
really
shorter
it's a 308
versions.
Pistol version.
Yeah.
Oh.
So in the enhanced, another
let's,
enhanced
let's
version.
Let's be honest, though. That has zero, a 308 AR pistol. What's
that's
the?
It's a tremendous noisemaker. It's you a, need a suppressor.
I like to think of, okay, how am I ever going to use that?
Right.
And that's really just a range. I imagine.
It'd
unless,
be fun for shooting steel targets or something, you know? Or,
yeah.
Or maybe.
I mean, unless
you
hunt up north with
30
it.
30 yards or something, you know. Yeah. Anyways,
it's just one of those things.
The other model they make is an exact M16 copy called the SA16.
Okay.
And it exactly looks like a M2, and it's pretty cool. So now the standard Saints are nice guns. Springfield offers up the whole package with a nice buttstock. They come with almost all the hardware on these are from B5.
Okay. So I wasn't sure it was B5 or Magpul.
It's all B5. Okay. B5 grips. They got that
which is almost, a great feeling.
That almost vertical grip like the one you bought this week.
Yep.
And the buttstock is a B5 style, adjustable. And what that means, Dan, is it's got quite a cheek piece on it. So it holds your head better than those skinny little plastic shoulder butt pads and buttstocks. It's got an angled triangle. And you hold your cheek nicely when you're shooting a gun. It's very comfortable to shoot.
I'm always on the lookout for good buttstock.
Yeah, who isn't? You know, we've lived our life.
And as long as it holds your as long as it holds your cheek right, you're fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, cradle my cheek.
So, boy, I took a left turn.
Cradle. Anyways,
sorry. Well, you called me out, John. What did you expect?
The fore end is very nice on the Saints. It's got it's got the built-in finger stop at the end.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
You can't slide your fingers off the end of
blow
it.
Blow your fingertips off.
It's got
off.
An
that's
M4 length look to it.
Yeah.
But it's got a fully tapered barrel with a real nice gas port at the end of the front fore end. And in that gas port is a Picatinny rail on top so that you can have your flip-up front sights because it comes with flip-up sights on it.
Oh, smart.
They
okay.
come right with it. Now, it's got more. I think it's got more than your entry level guns. You know, it's got this trigger's good.
You can put all the accessories like the M-Lock accessories on it.
Exactly.
Like you said, it comes with the flip up sights,
which is a bonus for most.
I remember when it came out, and that was a big thing. Is it saved you $100 and some because it came with really good flip up sights on it.
Right.
Which is a good feature.
They put those things on there, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So I look at it and I say, well, you're getting things that you would have to pay more money for anyway.
Yep.
So you might as well just spend the money and get this.
Well, yeah.
Now
it's factory done.
Now the next one is the Victors. Now the Victors has a full-length Picatinny rail, very similar to what you see in like Bear Creeks. And a lot of the guns I have are a full-length Picatinny rail, full-length.
Is it more M-lock. For what's the reasoning for that, you think?
more accessories.
Okay.
But
you can do your sight with your magnifier with
The other one's more like a M4 style. The Victors are built more like competition style.
Gotcha. John Wick style. Yeah.
Yeah, a little more. Yep. Now they have a tremendously improved trigger. They're straight triggers.
Okay.
They're nickel boron.
So you're going to be paying more for this.
They're supposed to be refined like mad. So, yep. Now it's a next level rifle. Okay. Yeah. So the MSRP on the first ones runs just about $1,000. The MSRP on the the Victors runs between $1,100 and $1,500 because you got about 20 different options
sure.
to go with.
And I'm sure there's different colors and everything.
Yeah, but it's got an upgraded bolt carrier, and it talks about all the specific types of metals.
Chrome lined, stuff like that, or nickel boron lined or something.
But they do the type of chrome metal they're making them out of and stuff, they got all the numbers on there that are, you know, above my pay grade. But and then the SA-16 is the one that looks just like the M16. You know,
does it have the triangle forearms?
No, it's got the big round one all the way out.
Okay.
It's a nice looking gun. And they run MSRP's $1,250. So, but performance and reliability wise, they're top notch. So, I just because it's All Saints Day, I thought I'm going to talk about Saints today. So, let's do it. So, apologize for my mischief. But it's been a kind of a crazy week news wise, business wise, and, coming off our big heart screening last weekend out in
You said Dustin. You found some people.
We found a few kids that were pretty bad, and we're praying for them, and hopefully they're going to get treatment they need.
That's the key. That's why you do the screenings, is to find precisely those people, because, you know, 3-4 people, you find them with these defects that can lead to sudden cardiac arrest.
Exactly.
You prevent tragedy.
Yeah, and
it makes it all worthwhile.
And great people at Sandusky High School, the teachers that helped, the staff that came out and helped,
McKenzie Health Systems.
The people were outstanding. They
fed
us, they took care of us. We had a great time together. We a lot of camaraderie, and you know, they promised to help us, and we promised to help them. That's why we're out here trying to save kids' lives. So what a beautiful facility, though, too. Hats off to Sandusky.
That's cool.
And this station just comes in perfect.
Oh, just wonderful. Perfect. Yeah.
Listen to it in the parking lot. Awesome. I'm like, this is great.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah, it's all good. So, all right, we got more to the show, more show coming up. You got, remember, go to our email, our website, thegss.com, and you can always email me at shooter@thegss.com. More Gunsmith Show coming right up next.
US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Gunsmiths, back after this.